AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday. Good to be with you, Matt. Sam here today. Sam, good to see you. You weren't here last week.
Yeah, no, my car got broken into, and I kind of had to deal with a lot of stuff at that.
Okay, what town? What area do you live in?
South Minneapolis.
Which farm, man?
Right over by the McDonald's on Hiawatha.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I know why your car got busted into. Back in the day, I had a good friend named Sean. He went to school with me, and he lived this is back in the days where around MIA was just a nightmare. And it was just south of that. I think it was 26, just south of 26, right off the highway. And he said that more often than not, every morning he'd walk down there, someone's car had been busted into, and just was, yeah, it's rough. Well, they didn't get anything good, did they?
No, that's the thing. There wasn't anything in there. Just had to spend a bunch of money to fix my window and put a bag over it.
This is why you drive a Fiero. There you go. 952. A Fiero. 952-946-6205. Did you have a nice weekend this weekend?
Yes. Done with school, so I just did math for fun this time.
Just can I just ask, did everything go good? Grades okay?
Yeah, definitely. And I don't know if the commercial that your son just did, it sounds like he might be a Gopher too. I'm transferring over there, and I'm ready to go for U of M in the fall too.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's super excited. He's going to be a Gopher and just proud as punch. He got into the School of Science and Engineering over there.
That's great.
And – And go what?
What's it? What was? Did you mind me asking what his major is going to be?
Something in science engineering. Me, the radio guy, figure out how mouth go over the microphone. No, he's doing. I'll tell you what. One of the things that the data analytics people are, that is the one that's going crazy. And I heard this, and we had actually, this is a presentation we had at two different universities. Do you know like county surveyors and stuff like that? They can't find them. That if you and as a matter of fact, was it St. Thomas has now got a program on that? You know, just surveying and stuff like that for county surveyors because they can't find enough people to do it, and it's good money. It's really good money. It's the guys out there with the little things, and they do this and they do the math, and they figure out things, and yeah, they need those people. So he was thinking about either one of those. He could be, majoring in French ballet from the 1700s. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be something. He wants to go. Gophers are a hot ticket right now. There's a lot of excitement over there right now.
And science and engineering, that's my school also, and that's a really good school to be in.
All right, make sure he doesn't room with you. All right, we'll have to add another name to the list. This weekend went hiked Hopkins. Did Hopkins? I haven't posted those pictures yet. I got to get those up. Cute. I love my town. I live in H-Town. It's delightful. Went over to Edina. And the thing about this walk in Edina, you can do it. There's a park. It's just to the east of France Avenue. It's a river walk. It's got a mini golf. It's behind these industrial buildings. It's a cute park. The wildest thing is when I was going to high school, I believe all that was a quarry. It was all a quarry. That everything south of where the Macy's furniture store is now. Which Macy's Home Furniture. Everything south of that, I think, was a quarry down to Fuddruckers, which is down on 494 in France there. There was nothing in that stretch. I came back from the military. I'm like, what in the world? And they'd made these parks, and they got a little lake, and it's really cute. And it's very nice down there. I went and hiked down there. Some very pretty flowers. I'll get some photos up of that as well. And we watched a total of three movies because we were stuck inside all day yesterday with the rain. I mean, that was the first, and gratefully, I want to be just very grateful, that was the first day we've had where we couldn't even go in the morning for like a walk as it rained in the afternoon or go for a walk in the afternoon after it rained all morning. It was, yesterday it was pouring. So I caught Full Monty, which is just a great film. Still, that is an adult film. I mean, you cannot let the kids watch that one. I'm going to say 14, 15 years old, really. I mean, at that point, they'll understand it. But there's a lot of adult in that movie. I then saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the latest Quentin Tarantino, the one that Brad Pitt won an Oscar for. And then we're rewatching the Harry Potter films. And so we finished up two, Chamber of Secrets. Okay, get ready for I get the latest, which is Harry Potter and the Mad Money Grab. My kids do not like J.K. Rowling and the amount of money she's going after now with their latest, all these new side projects. Let's do a story on this, and let's just every once in a while change everything. But those movies are just great. That is one thing that is pretty amazing about that whole series of movies. And that was your generation, right, Tim?
Yeah, when I was in grade school, our Scholastic book fairs, everyone would be out trying to get the new Harry Potter book.
Wow. When did you graduate? When did you graduate high school?
High school was 2009.
2009. So, yeah, that was what, in the late 90s? Yeah, that was right in your window there.
Oh, yeah.
And then the movies they did an amazing job at trimming those movies down, keeping all the important stuff in and get rid of anything excess they didn't need in those. Movies are great. Like I said, Full Monty's good, but Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I don't quite know about the film. I don't want to share anything with it because there's a really wild twist in the thing. Brad Pitt, did he deserve the Oscar for that? I thought he did. I thought he did. And, I mean, part of it, there is an element of, you know, John Wayne getting it for True Grit. It was just more of a lifetime achievement. Brad Pitt's been in a lot of good movies. And a lot of times he's never gotten even a whiff at the award season. I think that was part of that. I also think his character was much more layered than my wife and my kids thought. I thought it was my son and I agreed. We thought that Brad Pitt was pretty good and this, but... Yeah, that's an interesting film, like a lot of Quentin Tarantino. The soundtrack is about as good as it gets. Holy God, is that good. I did have one friend this weekend talk to me about and talk to, you know, everyone. They posted up on social media. But they made the comment about going to a store in Eden Prairie and how they were harassed because they had their face mask on. And, you know, I want to stop for a quick sec here and just talk about this new that is out there. This idea that, okay, so the Republicans know, Trump and the Republicans know, we are going to see a massive increase in coronavirus cases and coronavirus deaths. We are. We just are. Because you can't just basically, you know, release the hounds per se. In regards to basically restrictions, stay-at-home orders and stuff like that, and expect this not to spread. But what they're doing is they're basically telling their most ardent followers to go on out there and protest and be angry, and because this is all fake and this is all made up and there's no there. It's all made up. And, you know, to a point, this isn't a lot of people. And I want to make sure we are very clear about that. This is not a lot of people. There was a, you know, Representative Tim Miller, Eric Lucero showed up for a church service because churches are furious. They're furious that they can't have their religious services. So we are going to go have a rally over at the state capitol for a religious service and rub it in their faces. Funny story is if you're going to do this, make sure that more than 100 people show up because only 100 people on the capitol steps looks like no one. But Matt, it was raining. Yeah? God, have you seen the liberal protest when it was freezing in the middle of winter? A few thousand people showed up for this. This was a Sunday. No one had anything better to do. And because there was a few raindrops, we just didn't show up. No, just you're a fringe group. This is a fringe mentality. It should be mentioned there was a rally that there's demonstrators outside the Capitol that on Saturday to reopen. If there's 50 people there, I'd be shocked. So this is a relatively small group of people, but they're loud, they're belligerent, they're arrogant, and God help me, they're dumb. And so here's this woman walking into Target, and she basically, why are you wearing a face mask? You're just part of the liberal conspiracy. How are you that freaking high strung? Seriously, how are you that way? It's interesting because we are here now at the point where we are reopening things. Retail is open as long as they can have, you know, a limited amount of people there. There is, you know, foot traffic is expected, is now back. I think Rosedale Mall is open as of right now. The Star Tribune, foot traffic mixed as shops reopened Monday for the first time in 2 months. There are a few customers at the apparel stores in Grand Avenue, St. Paul, same in popular tourist areas in Duluth. Rosedale Center, a small crowd was waiting outside the mall as it opened at 11, and some stores such as Von Maur were hopping after the opening with lines at registers. The Alta State was only allowing 10 stores in the store shoppers at the store at one time. Reached capacity shortly after opening with shoppers having to wait to get in. All shops were able to reopen, but only some did this morning, with more than expected coming in the next, you know, few days. Only 20 of Rosedale's 120 stores were open. But, you know, some people are going to show. I mean, I'd be surprised if you're going to see a lot of people just going there and shopping on a regular basis. Grand, basically, it depends on where you're at. The other stores nearby had basically were still doing drop off. You know, people are picking up orders there. Grand Avenue, one of those out where visiting coffee shops or service centers such as optical stores and the UPS. The only non-essential place I want to go this week is the consignment store, said a St. Paul resident who made a stop at the UPS. I've been saving up some clothing and household items for a store in Highland Park. Retail shops and shopping malls in Minnesota are permitted to open up today at 50% capacity. In the last couple of weeks, some have begun offering curbside pickup. Most shopping malls around the Twin Cities, including Rosedale, Ridgedale, Southdale, Burnsville Center, and the Galleria, reopened today, but with limited hours and not all stores open. The outlet centers in Albertville and Eagan also are opening. The health and safety and the well-being of those we are serving is always our highest priority. Well, if that's the case, then you're not opening. And I got to be blunt about it. Because I'm not going to go shopping. Are you kidding me? Come on. Most of the people I know are not going to go shopping. I mean, the reason why is that it's all it takes is one idiot being there being sick. There was just the story of the church out in California. I think it was in the Sacramento area. That they got their, we're having our church service, so try to stop us. Well, the very next day, one person who interacted with everyone in that church tested positive for COVID-19. When are you guys going to help me? Yeah. There's a lot of reasons why I won't. And you can open these stores up. And, if there's going to be someone that's going to go to the Von Maur store at Rosedale every single freaking day to buy something, more power to you. If that's how you feel, you're going to help your business get along, knock yourself out. But you're crazy if you think that I'm going to, you know, start going to Johnny Petri dish land and hoping that I can, you know, get out of there without getting sick. There are just too many people who just don't care. This morning I had my daughter had to go get a photo taken, a dental photo taken at a specialty clinic. And so we're there and I walk in and the woman that's working the front desk, the information desk, does not have a mask on, for God's sakes. You're in a medical building. What are you doing? We are part of a social experiment gone wrong, where people feel as if they can negotiate truth and reality. That those two things, that maybe the sun doesn't rise in the east. Maybe it actually rises in the south, and we're not thinking about it right. The reality is you can't negotiate with coronavirus. It is wildly, you know, it's spreadable. It basically is going through some counties you can't believe. And there seems to be this mentality of, well, I'm not going to get it. Well, you might get it and might not have any symptoms. That's something we've talked about before. But your mom might get it. Your sister might get it. Your kid might get it. I've got a neighbor who's got a family member who's very serious with it right now. And I'm, you know, all my prayers, all my best to that family as they're going through a very tough time. But the reality is, this is, we're not doing this because we just want to put government regulations in place. We're doing this to try to save your freaking lives and save the lives of your family members and your friends and your parents and everyone else. And you might want to sit there and it's easy to take the narrative, it's government overreach. The reality is, you're too stupid to realize we're trying to save your freaking lives. You're too stupid to realize that. And if you look at me and say, well, I don't care if I live or die, well, that's fine. Do your parents, you care about if your parents live or die, or your kid lives and dies, or your aunt and uncle, or your neighbor? You selfish bastard. You care about them at all? Do you care about them at all? You backwards hick, for God's sakes. We're trying to save your lives, not hinder them. But because you've equated having a beer at the bar or going to Von Maur or getting Taco Bell in a chalupa and sitting down in the restaurant with freedom, you're too stupid to see that there are a lot of smart people that are begging you to not die, and you're saying, hold my beer, I'll show you. Got a case. Tell you what, speaking of holding the beer, I got a case. Come in, when I take a break, come on back. Stearns County, you just are just chock full of wow. Just wow. Plus the Minnesota update. And I've got a Democrat of the day today. Indeed. That's going to be coming on up here. Dan Kessler is going to join us running for a House seat out in the West Metro. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Make the most of your time at home during Warner Stellion's Grill Expo. Speak with our specialists online, by phone, or in store to choose from our huge selection of the highest rated gas, charcoal, and pellet grills at the lowest price of the year. Then relax and enjoy free assembly done right. Contact-free delivery to your patio or garage. Free haul away and 18 months interest-free financing. Our specialists will have you grilling in no time. Get the lowest price of the year and unmatched service from the grill specialists at Warner Stellion.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
They really appreciate what she's done as a sister as well as a soldier and, you know, supporting their country.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join.
Family members that are soldiers in the Army National Guard inspire and influence, setting a path for others.
It's validating knowing that, you know, I kind of did my part to make sure this is what they actually wanted and that they feel the same way I do. I'm really proud that we get to help shape the future, and I know that my sisters are going to be amazing soldiers.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share in.
A lot of pride, and they're just out there doing something every day and then serving the country as well.
I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you scared to be in your home? Are you experiencing abuse in your relationship? There is help. Domestic and sexual violence programs remain open, and an advocate is standing by to support you and provide you with options. If you are experiencing abuse or violence, call Minnesota's statewide crisis hotline, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at 1-866-223-1111. 1-866-223-1111 or text 612-399-9995. Text 612-399-9995. Be safe.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. You want to hear another one of these just idiots going on here? Today, in Albany, Minnesota. You know where Albany is? Right up by Stearns County there?
Yep.
By the way, and I want to start off by pointing this out. Stearns County is got 161,000 people in it. The entire Stearns County, okay? Hennepin County's got 1,265,000 people. Hennepin County has the most, and by the way, if you do the math on that, it's about 12%. Stearns County's got 12% of the population of Minneapolis-St. Paul. Minneapolis, Hennepin County, 12%. Hennepin County has 5,409 cases of COVID-19. Stearns County has 1,740, 32% comparatively. They are one of the worst places in the country for coronavirus right now. It is just horrible, and it's meat processing plants, but it's jumped to everywhere. And Albany, Minnesota is in the middle of this outbreak. All right. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison brushed aside criticism from GOP lawmakers on Sunday, filed a lawsuit against the owner of a chain of bars and restaurants whose vow to reopen this week in violation of executive orders issued to slow the spread of coronavirus. Ellison filed the enforcements against Chris Schiffler, the owner of Shady's, who operates establishments in Albany, Bortram, Cold Spring, New Munich, Rice, and St. Martin, all in or near Stearns County, which the Attorney General's office has termed a COVID-19 hotspot. Damn right it is a hotspot. It's the second worst county in the state. Schiffler, in a video statement posted on Facebook, vowed to open his Albany location at noon on Monday in defiance of state orders. He also started a GoFundMe campaign to fight the state's move. He's raised more than $170,000 by Sunday night. I'm wondering what the real motivation might be here. $170,000 from fools. It's the state's first enforcement action to prevent a premature restart of on-site consumption in bars, taverns, and restaurants. Schiffler had suggested earlier he might reopen before June 1st in other locations as well, but his Facebook message on Sunday indicated he would open his Albany location only. Basically, if you didn't see it, it happened today. He was at noon. He was ready. There are a whole bunch of white guys where you got to see the photos of this. White guys wearing MAGA hats, no one wearing a face mask, no one, all crowded together in a small contingency group in one of the coronavirus hotspots in the country, all outside this bar. Now, what has happened is, as there's audio with this story as well, where the guy says, "Yeah, I don't know this law stuff." Now, you don't have to go any further. We are shocked to hear you don't understand the law stuff. But apparently his lawyer looked at him and said, "Don't be stupid. Just don't be stupid. Keep the door shut." So he today, as all these, idiots, morons in Albany are sitting there going, "Beer! Own the libs with a beer! Old Milwaukee!" Yeah, you sure own us. Get that special export. Own us more. Oh, a Keystone Light, you say. Ooh, you're sure putting shame on me. Anyway, these idiots wanted to go storm this bar. He told them no because he's realized, well, no, the Attorney General is serious. Republicans, come on, you're shutting down Main Street. It's Stearns County. It's not even, is it Lake County, the very northeastern part, the tip right before you get to Canada there, that little triangle county on the very, I think it's Lake County. They haven't had a case yet. They have not had a case in Lake County. And yet, they were trying to open up a bar there, that would be a bad idea, let alone in Stearns County, which is the hot spot for this stuff. I mean, like I said, you have the second most cases, but my God, it's much worse there in Stearns County than it is in Minneapolis right now. Holy God. And you guys want to get closer? No face masks? Oh, I just... Ellison said he has warned Schiffler, indicating he could be object up to fines of $25,000 for each location that came open. The GOP, including K-Dog Kurt Doubt, basically said, "I hope is that the Attorney General will work with businesses, not against them." Well, then, wait a minute. You're the same Republicans who basically screamed that every Muslim daycare in the city should be shut down because they're not following the rules the state put forward. And now, here's a bar out in Whitetown, and you guys with a bunch of MAGA guys trying to get into it, and you're like, why are we having to follow the rules? Yeah, I see you. I see you, Republicans. I see you. I see exactly what your motivation is. Other place people tried to open up too. In Pierce, Brickyard owner Donald Pearson Friday, he would open for dine-in food only after talking to Ellison. Copper Lantern owner John Wasika posted on Facebook message on Sunday saying his establishments would not open as planned on Monday because he could not absorb the cost of the fine from the state. No? It's pretty clear. I mean, you're not the only one going through this. We're trying to save lives, you idiots. You selfish jackasses. We're trying to save your lives and the lives of your family. But you having a beer is more important than that. God. Just.
The worst part, too, is they can still have their beer. They act like they can't. They just have to buy it and consume it at home.
Yeah. June is going to be horrific in this country. June is going to be horrific. And we already see it. What's the White House doing? What's the Republicans doing? Ignore the counts. Ignore. They're not real. That's not real. It's going to be bad. The Minnesota update really quickly before we get to the break. Another 9 deaths, 750 lab-confirmed cases of COVID-19 reported Monday in the Minnesota Department of Health, offering a reminder of the growing toll of the pandemic, even as the state ended a stay-at-home order that lasted 51 days. The state has reported 731 deaths associated with COVID-19, the respiratory illness caused by coronavirus. Flags throughout Minnesota will be half-staff on Tuesday and on the 19th of every month in 2020. Daily case numbers in the state have tended to be lower on Mondays due to the lower testing and reporting activity over the weekends. Health officials expect continued growth of infections, though, as the resumption of more businesses and social gatherings allow the virus to spread. So far in Minnesota, 10,764 people with lab-confirmed cases have recovered and are no longer required to isolate themselves to the spread of virus to others. Hospital resources have improved over the last 3 weeks, particularly in regard to personal protective equipment that reduces the threat to doctors, nurses, and caregivers. We can weather this, but trust me when I say this, we're not done with this. Just because you're bored with the stay-at-home order doesn't mean coronavirus is done. And like we've seen with pandemic after pandemic after pandemic over the history of this frickin' planet, it's generally not the first wave that gets everyone. It's the second. Dear Lord. 952-946-6205. Dan Kessler, when we do return, Democrat of the day. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
There goes the law.
Here at Osprey Wilds on beautiful Cryonstone Lake near Sandstone, we hope you and your family are staying safe. Although our office is closed, our trails remain open to the public. Watch the sunset, listen to the birds, look for flowers, and enjoy a few moments of peace. For more information, visit OspreyWilds.org. That's OspreyWilds.org.
Hi, this is Laura. These are indeed confusing times. So much of our life, education, business, meetings have moved online, yet not everyone has internet access. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, is here for everyone. Radio reaches people without internet. In fact, radio reaches more Americans than any other platform. 92% of U.S. adults listen to radio every week. Radio connects. If you know some organization, maybe a religious or civic group, seeking to engage and knows that a Zoom call costs money and does not reach everyone, consider a taped or live broadcast on AM 950. Perhaps a virtual, not-so-silent auction, recovery support, spiritual support, business networking, poetry slam. If you want to learn more about creating a live or taped message on AM 950, call 952-946-8885 or email Laura at am950radio.com. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, here for everyone.
At Rudy Luther Toyota, the health and safety of their customers and employees is the top priority. They continue to take extreme precautions to keep everyone safe. Like many businesses in Minnesota, Rudy Luther Toyota is starting to move forward. They have a huge selection of new and certified used Toyotas, and Toyota has announced 0% APR financing for up to 60 months for qualified buyers on several of their most popular models, like my favorite, the new RAV4. You can even take up to 90 days to make your first payment. Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 west of Minneapolis, and online at rudyluther.com.
When you need legal assistance, let the Minnesota Lawyer and Referral Information Service help you find the right attorney. It's a new and enhanced program of the Hennepin and Ramsey County Bar Associations. They have professional, experienced referral counselors who can connect you to vetted attorneys practicing in employment law, divorce, bankruptcy, DUI, and much more. Take the stress out of finding a lawyer. Call 612-752-6699 or go to mnlawyerreferral.org. The right call for the right lawyer.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. I should mention, you know, the regular session of the legislature supposedly wrapped up last night, but it really didn't. Eric, do you understand the quirk that we've got to deal with now because of this? Because the governor is doing these emergency orders, you have to give the House and Senate the ability to override those orders. So henceforth, a special session is not in debate. It's going to happen because he's planning on extending the executive orders from the governor's mansion. So they have to give the right. So even though the bonding deal didn't get passed, the feeling is that the legislature is actually going to be in session for a good chunk of the summer and working out, you know, problems like that.
I know they ordered pizza at the Capitol last night because I delivered it.
Did you deliver pizza?
To the, I think, the assistant sergeant at arms in the House.
Really?
Yeah. Erica, I think, was their name.
What's that?
Their name was Erica.
Did they tip you?
They did. They did.
Representative Lyndon Carlson, by the way, giving his farewell speech today as well. Been there for a long time. That has been there. We're trying to send someone there for the first time. Dan Kessler is kind enough to join us. He is running to join the Minnesota House of Representatives. He's kind enough to talk to us today about his campaign and as well also why he's running. Hi, Dan. How are you today?
I'm good, Matt. Thanks so much for having me on this afternoon.
My absolute pleasure. You're running for 47B. Which is out in the West Metro, Chaska, Chanhassen, Victoria. You're also a doctor. You're a licensed psychologist, correct?
Yes, sir. I've been practicing psychology for about 30 years now. Most recently in a primary care clinic. Mm-hmm.
I would be remiss if I didn't have someone of your expertise and I didn't ask. If you don't mind sharing, and obviously without any specifics. But what has been your experience as we've gone through coronavirus here? Because obviously this is one of the things I am very concerned about is mental health as we go through a fairly stressful crisis here in the United States and in Minnesota.
I mean, these are really challenging times for a lot of people. If you're working, you're stressed and anxious about work. If you're not working, you're maybe stressed and anxious about finances. Or just trapped at home with the people you love who it's terrific to be around them a lot of times, but it's also you're around them a lot of times. And those can be challenging. It can be challenging to be around people as much as we need to or just to be trapped at home.
Do you feel that the long-term effects, you know, and obviously, once again, we're not talking about anyone specifically, just but overall a general feeling with your expertise – do you feel as if the long-term effects of this crisis will be with the United States and Minnesotan and many people in the state for years to come?
From a mental health standpoint, no. I think once this is over, we're going to return to our normal lives, whatever those look like. And I think that, you know, people are resilient. And after this is over, we will look back on these events and we'll see the things that we gain from them. You know, a lot of people have gained some connection to family that's been positive or learned how to deal with things in a different way. There will be some people who will really struggle for a long time to come. I know that we're going to be seeing some people who have post-traumatic stress disorder related to fear and anxiety on an ongoing basis. And so some people will struggle for a long time. Others will come out of this and do quite well, and we just won't know for some time to come. Now, that's from a mental health standpoint. Talking about economics and finances and environmental issues and healthcare issues and all sorts of other things, that may be a different story.
Well, and that's why, you know, getting you – obviously your expertise I think would be very useful in the Minnesota House. So let's turn the – turning back. And by the way, once we get a vaccine for this, I think a lot of people will breathe a lot easier at that point for sure. Mm-hmm. But let's get back to your House campaign here. 47B, what prompted you? What made you say one day, you know what? I'm obviously a seasoned, respected psychologist, but you know what? I'm going to run for the Minnesota House.
Well, you know, what I've been seeing, people come into my office, and so often, you know, as a psychologist, the big thing I'm trying to work with people on is what can you do to impact your world and make your world, your life, your situation better? And I really do work a lot with folks on how can they strengthen themselves to make the change that's necessary, okay? But so often folks were coming into my office with things that weren't economic issues. You know, they had a job. They had a good job. But their health care was so expensive that they couldn't afford their medication. They had a good job, but their deductible was so high that they had to cancel all of their therapy appointments and their doctor appointments for January and February until something terrible happened and they met a deductible and, okay, now I can get health care. And there are just so many other issues that are systemic in nature. And those are the kinds of issues where those need to be addressed at the state level, at a legislative level, rather than just as an individual one-on-one basis. And that's really what pushed me to do this, along with the national and local political climate.
You are, I believe this is your Senator Jensen's district. It's one half of that. It's hard to see that senator who is supposedly a doctor talk about lies and spread false information about coronavirus in this day and age to the most fringe right wing news media. I know the district that you're representing. This isn't Idaho. This isn't the compound up in Montana. I can't believe this appealing to the fringe far right is something that's going over well in your district.
I really hope not. My part of the district, Chaska, Chaness, and Victoria, is a very purple area. The 2018 election was less than half a percentage point, 117 vote difference between the Democrat and the Republican running in this district. So this is not a far right district. Mm-hmm. And I myself have been very surprised by the statements that Dr. Jensen has been making. Doctors, psychologists, medical professionals, we want to look at the evidence and we want to look at data. And we want to make our recommendations and our determinations for our patients and hopefully for our constituents based on what the research says and what the data says. So I've been really quite surprised at the direction that's been going, both by the Republican Party and by Dr. Jensen as well. It just doesn't fit the data.
The district, as you said, is very purple. And it's a district that is, if this city grows, the metro area grows, it's picking up more population. I think wildly, I've been done more hikes in your community that where you can go hiking. As a matter of fact, I was over at the Arboretum on Friday in the car, did not get out. I was a good boy. I was in the car looking at the beautiful trees out there. There is so much to like about this district because the parks, the community, it's cute, and I think that's the best way to say it. It's a cute part of town to live in that has relatively easy access to the entire metro area.
I tell everyone that Chaska is a half an hour from pretty much every part of the metro area. We're a half an hour or less away. St. Paul, Minneapolis, Plymouth, whatever, the airport, we're 20 to 30 minutes away from everything. It's pretty close by, but it's a terrific place to live. Yeah. You're absolutely right. The trails here, the parks here, they're building a brand new single track mountain biking trail on a spot of land right between Highway 212 and Pioneer Trail in this, yeah. in this unused area. It's really terrific, and our local community is really coming together to build that all-volunteer. Really, that's the kind of thing that I love about this community.
When you talk about this, let's talk about some of the other areas you'd like to address if you get to St. Paul. Once again, our Democrat of the day running for the seat 47B is Dan Kessler. What are some of the other issues there that are of importance to 47B that you want to champion in St. Paul?
You know, I think that when I look at my district, we had a referendum that failed where we were asking the local taxpayers to help fund our schools better. And that referendum failed largely because of misinformation campaigns about an equity program in our school systems, as well as some misinformation about what was being spent out here. And we need to work on getting that passed. So we also need more funding for our schools from the state. The state is not fully funding the school districts and school programs, and we're having to pull too much money out of our local area in order to fund the schools. That's really important to me. But also, if I go on a little bit, as a psychologist, when I see legislation passed that is anti-science, or when I see science-based legislation, evidence-based legislation being rejected, like the conversion therapy ban that has been proposed at the State House this year and in previous years, and it passes in the democratically held House, goes over to the Republican-held Senate, and despite really clear science on this, gets rejected and never heard. And these kinds of things really need to change. And they need to change by having stronger Democratic majority in the House, and by building and flipping the Senate so we have a Democratic majority there, and we can get some of these things passed.
You know, and you just said it there. It's the one side seems desperate to base their campaign on fear-mongering, misinformation, outright lies, and distrust of science. And the reality is there's a lot of people that, because they want a narrative to be true, will go along with that, even though these decisions, and we're seeing this in the age of coronavirus, these decisions are detrimental to their health and their well-being, of their health, their family's wealth, health. And, you know, it's scary. You talk about the education. I can't agree with you more. It's, you know, the way we can have a discussion all day long about how we fund these schools, that the mandates that are put upon school districts, whether that's a rural small town school, the inner city schools, or the suburban schools, that the mandates are outrageous, and you can't just put that on a school district and hope they can figure out how to afford it without having to go hat in hand to the taxpayers all the time. But until we get that fixed, we need to have you can't have these information campaigns basically make your school systems worse.
Yeah, and that's precisely what happened. Mm-hmm. This misinformation campaign, they came out, they went as far as to publish ads in our local newspaper and letters to the editor in our local newspaper accusing our local school system of having an anti-white and anti-Christian agenda in their programming. And that sort of fear-mongering absolutely has to be responded to, and has to be responded to strongly by coming out and saying, this is just not true.
I get that. As a veteran, as a Catholic, as a big white guy, I can't tell you how many times I get accused, you hate grilling Christians. I said, I do it because I'm a Catholic. I mean, that's a kind of interesting thing to say. But if you can't win the debate, what do? They go to attack. And that's, and there you're on the right side of things, because they're coming after you, not on the merits of what you're trying to do, but on the fear mongering that they're trying to stoke. Yeah,
and we're the fastest growing school district in the state right now. I mean, this area is changing, and it is the fastest growing school district in the state. And somehow the idea is that we were going to be able to keep our schools going without increasing funding for them. And that just doesn't, the math doesn't work out. You can't teach more students and have more need, more capacity without adding some financial support for the schools.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Your campaign, obviously, one of the things that we've discovered with this new age that we're living in is, and once again, this is Dan Kessler, District 47B. We're talking just out on the west side here, Chaska, Chanhassen, Victoria, that area. So very easy to get to in the metro area. A seat the Democrats almost picked up in 2018, could pick up again here and put into the Democratic column in 2020. Volunteering, I imagine your campaign is like a lot of the campaigns. You're figuring this out as you go. What is going to be allowable, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's been a big challenge. You know, I've been telling people I'm learning how to be a psychologist by remote access. I've never done that before, and I'm learning how to be a candidate from a bedroom in my house rather than going out and meeting people door to door. It's certainly been a challenge figuring this all out. Both aspects of my world right now, and in between there, trying to touch base with my kids who are being schooled by distance learning, primarily by the school and my wife, some by me when I can get out of my space here and get down and help out. But it's certainly been a challenge to juggle all these things, but it's been a really interesting and exciting time of year and time of life for me.
So there will be volunteer opportunities. What those will be will surprise you. Also, and if I can say this to any candidate, donations are always welcome. If you want to help out, help the DFL Take Back 47B. Dan Kessler is the man in that district. Let's save that district from the insanity that's going on there right now with its current representation. Get some sanity back into 47 and 47B in particular. What's the website if people want to get in touch with you, Dan?
Website is Kessler for House. It's K-E-S-S-L-E-R F-O-R. House.com. So KesslerForHouse.com. And yes, as you mentioned, donations are incredibly helpful as we pivot to a primarily digital campaign.
So once again, it's KesslerForHouse.com. KesslerForHouse.com. We'll spotlight this interview as well as we'll also make sure I put up all the social media pages, the links to the webpage. Help out Dan. Help your local district, but help out Dan as well, as we need to help get that a wider majority here in the Minnesota House. Dan, thank you very much. I appreciate you being Democrat of the Day.
Thank you very much for having me on, Matt. I really appreciate it.
I do too. Thank you. All my best in your campaign. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Minnehaha Falls Landscaping creates outdoor environments that grow beauty and support health and wellness. We provide everything needed for people and pollinators to grow healthy together in the home landscape. Contact us for landscape renovations, patios, walkways, retaining walls, butterfly gardens, rain gardens, and bee lawns. Minnehaha Falls Landscaping is a business rooted in healthy soil. We rely on soil health to beautify landscapes, restore ecosystems, and protect pollinators. We love sharing our soil secrets with everyone. Visit us at MinnehahaFallsLandscape.com.
Make the most of your time at home with a new gas, pellet, or charcoal grill during Warner Stellion's Grill Expo. Get the lowest prices of the year online, by phone, or in-store. Then enjoy free assembly, contact-free delivery, and free haulaway only at Warner Stellion.
Hey, it's Brett from FYI Politics. Zero Res understands that to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, the CDC recommends cleaning carpets and hard surfaces where we live and work. And that's what they do best. Their zero contact protocol means their technicians will wear gloves and shoe covers, disinfect all equipment between jobs, and exercise social distancing while cleaning and sanitizing your home. Right now, Zero Res is offering 20% off all surfaces to AM 950 listeners. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com and make sure you mention AM 950 to get 20% off.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake would like to say Pini Gigi for all your support these last 3 years. We discuss national and local Native news and events. Weekly correspondents bring us updates and information from all over Turtle Island.
Native Roots Radio I'm Awake is supported by Robbins Kaplan, LLP, dedicated to redefining high-stakes litigation representation in Indian country.
Saturdays live 1 to 3. Free Leonard Peltier.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. By the way, I don't know, speaking of schools, I don't know if you caught that editorial in the New York Times this weekend. The idea is to fund education instead of a district, instead of like the Hopkins School District, Minnetonka School District, Dinah School District. You do it via counties, that the county money is pooled, and henceforth you're going to get a much better rate of funding per student. Now, as I read this, one side of it, I mean, it's actually makes a lot of sense. The two things that came up are, one, you are going to create an all-out war with the wealthy suburban, predominantly white school districts who basically love the fact that their school district is flush with cash, and they use that to basically as a marketing tool to open enroll kids into their school. You are going to have a fight like you wouldn't believe if you suggest that, how dare you take my money and you give it to those needy children? I don't care. There's an arbitrary line there. They're on the other side of it. I don't care. And the idea, and one of the things I will say is, the idea of what is your city, there's a legitimate argument you could make that basically it's no longer that the school district. I mean, is there the people that you work with, they all come from the same school district? The people that work around your house in your community, they all from the same school district? Of course not. The other problem is that in rural communities, I just don't know if you have the population base with that would make that much of a difference. I think a lot of rural communities, counties, the entire county goes to one school district anyway. So I don't know if that would help. And I'll post that story. I thought it was kind of interesting. Thank you very much to the members. You can become a member of AM 950 Radio. Go to am950radio.com. Become a member. We sure do appreciate it. Thank you very much to Melanie in Minneapolis, Janice and Crystal, Candy in New Hope, Gary in Hamill, David in St. Louis Park, Diane in Georgetown, Stephen in Apple Valley, as well as also Marcia in Minneapolis and Kenneth in Shoreview. Become a member. Help AM 950 stay on the air throughout the 2020 election cycle. We do appreciate it. There's dancing. There's always going to be dancing. Hit it. It's Hello. This is Martin Solveig, I believe. Yes, it is. We're going to dance here to get out of the show. Have a good day. We are going to be back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.
Thank you.